News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Yesterday, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, suggested the future funding of public service broadcasting will be through a combination of the TV licence and Exchequer funding. The government's finalising plans for that hybrid model for the TV licence that will include a form of annual charge on Irish households and multi-annual funding. We're joined by Thomas Gould, Sinn Féin TD for Cork North Central. Is this a good idea, Thomas?
No, the government have got it wrong. They've gone against the Future Media Commission report, which they had themselves established, which outlined that the licence fee should be abolished. And what we've got here now is really disappointing, that the government had an opportunity here. The experts had recommended what they needed to do. And at the last minute, again, the government balked. And what they've gone now for a hybrid model that doesn't make sense. It doesn't meet the need of public service broadcasting. And do you know the thing about it? It's really so unfair. You had big executives in RTE walking out the door with €250,000, some of them with €450,000. And at the same time then, 13,000 people were dragged through the courts last year.
Where is the fairness and the justice? For breaking the law.
So where is the fairness and the justice in that policy?
Well, they broke the law. That's where the fairness of the justice is.
But what about the people who got 450,000?
They didn't break the law. I mean, we can have an argument about the ethics of it and the morals of it and so on. But one group broke the law. Are you suggesting people who break the law shouldn't come before the courts?
No, they should. And I've paid a TV license. Can I say that? Because the law is the law, and you have to respect it. But at the same time, you have the Taoiseach last year and the minister herself saying that this is an unfair and regressive tax. She actually said that to me in the chamber, in the Dáil. So, like, we have a minister who's saying that this is not fair. And at the same time, no, they're going to keep it. And what I believe happened here is the minister wanted to scrap this, but Fianna Gael and Fianna Fáil wouldn't let her do it.
Yeah, no, that's quite clear what happened. But are they not right? I mean, is it not better to have a TV licence? How can you have a public sector broadcast or public service broadcasting funded by the state? There's a clear conflict of interest there.
No, it does not, because with Commissioner Mann and with the proposals that were brought out and what we suggested about Commissioner Mann working out the amount of money that was needed every year.
Chinese walls.
No, Commissioner Mann.
Sure, it is Chinese walls. He who pays the piper calls the tune. We know that.
But actually, Shane, it's worse now, because at least with Commissioner Mann being completely independent, no, we have a government setting the amount they should get. So if there was ever a case where we have the worst of both,
Commissioner Mann isn't writing the checks. The government is writing the checks. And if they're not happy with RTE, they can stop writing the checks. Like, it makes much more... The TV licence system has worked perfectly well for decades. Like, why abandon it now?
Can I give you some statistics, right?
Yeah.
In 2010, 64% of the income came from TV licence. That was reduced to 58%. And also, just to let your listeners know, a third of all the money that's paid at the moment to the TV licence is paid by social protection for pensioners and for people who are on packages, family packages, right? So at this moment, a third of it is being paid. And in actual fact, it's a lot more because of all the bailouts RTE have had to get. And the other thing I would say to you, Shane, what about all the other people producing public service content? Why aren't they getting supported more? Why is it the main bulk of this, the vast majority of these funds?
Yeah, no, that's a legitimate argument to make. But in terms of how it's funded, like, the TV licence has worked well over the years. I mean, this is... people don't want to pay for anything now. And you're pandering to that. You're hoping this will be another TV, another water charges. And you're hoping you'll get popular resistance to it. That's the game Sinn Féin is playing on this.
No, Shane, can I say this? No, the vast majority of countries in Europe have moved away from this model. So what you're suggesting is actually completely wrong. If you go and look at other European countries, they've either gone for a mixture of collecting revenue, or the majority of them have gone for direct exchequer funding. So this is not what Sinn Féin is saying. This is what the Future of Media report has outlined. And why would the government set up a commission of experts and then go against it? It doesn't make sense. It's not right. And I think the government are looking at the general election now and they're kicking this ball down the road again.
Are you not looking at the general election as well? This is popular with the punters who don't want to pay.
No, this is popular with the Commission for Future of Media. These are independent experts who've given this. So, like, for people to accuse Sinn Féin of being populist, we're trying to follow what the experts are doing. So call me old-fashioned, Shane, right? Most of Europe has gone down this way. The Commission is reporting that we should go down this way. And then we have a government who are going against their own experts. How does that make sense? Does it make sense to you that you would go against the experts that you brought in to give you advice?
Yeah, well, sometimes experts aren't right. And sometimes governments have to make decisions based on what they think is best. But look, we will... We will leave it there. Thomas Gould, Sinn Féin TD for Cork North Central, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. Do you agree with Thomas, or do you think it's right that TV licence stays? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.